Warning, the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Yes, that's right. You are listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast. We are back with another episode. I'm your host, Luke Clark, here as always with David Ralston.
Hello, Luke. How are you? Good, sorry, little chili dipper there. I wasn't quite ready.
and today we're doing another flashback episode. We're going back to about a year ago when we were up in Brisbane. And we are going to talk about the Glades and Tweed, Coolangatta Tweed Heads in this episode.
I reckon I can cover Coolangatta Tweed Heads pretty quickly.
Yeah, okay.
It was pretty flat and ordinary, and we got around uneventfully.
Yeah, rank 76, we'll move on straight to the Glades.
Glades was great.
Glades was great.
Where was it ranked?
30.
Yeah, 30. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Right, yep. Yeah, and could have been higher.
Yep, absolutely, yeah. Yep.
The drive-in, first impression's always big. As soon as you get there and through the clubhouse, how good that view, the setup there is fantastic.
Over the water and the bridges and the little statue, really, really good. Mm.
Wasn't the best of days. It was a little cloudy, bit. We thought we were going to get rained on, but we escaped it.
We started a little bit later than usual too, which probably didn't help in the day.
But it looked good. It was I think we paid about $80, but I think you can pay up to $130. I think somehow we got a discount on something, which was handy.
We probably looked for the after 3 PM discount that we usually do.
Yeah, but I couldn't be more impressed from when we started to. Yeah, it looked fantastic.
But pretty good day again. We were up there during winter, which
it was June.
Yeah, June. That's right. Which we always go to Brisbane in June, and we just mid-20s.
Yeah, we're still in shorts and t-shirts, so it wasn't too bad. Yeah.
Which is, one of the draw cards of that sort of area, that time of the year.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yes. So we got the first few holes underway and we thought they were all well and good and pretty nice and all that sort of stuff. Then you drive under a little bridge tunnel thing and come out to a bit of an opening there. And how good was that tee box there?
The Glades has a lot of really good, nice tee boxes. Tee boxes are an underrated thing, I reckon, on golf courses. Always good. That was sort of like the way it was set up was like three sort of island tee boxes.
Three little islands in the sort of, it was a pondy type thing and it had ducks in and all that sort of stuff. But that was cool. I really liked that.
Yeah, and like a little bridge joining each sort of one. Again, took heaps of photos, which means it's an actual, attractive course. And
are we posting those photos anywhere?
You might be able to find them on the... if you're following the Chili Dippers on Instagram.
Very good. But then from that tee box, there was a little bit of an incident that upset me. We've hit our drives up the middle, no worries. We've hit our second and we've parked the buggy in the middle of our balls and walked 20 or 30 metres, 15 metres to each ball, and that's no worries. I brought a snack. Well, I think we must have had Subway for lunch. I've brought two or three Subway cookies, got them in a little paper bag in the cart. What could go wrong? Going to play me, just a wedge into the green. I look back, a crow has got in the cart, in the bag, and taken a cookie.
And only about 20 minutes after Roll's explaining how he can't wait to eat those cookies.
Oh,
he was looking forward to
them. I was shattered. I was a broken. I would have preferred to skinny. I would have preferred to have 10 over on the next three holes. Whatever. Yeah, so. And look, I've known to have been an unlucky man in a few walks of life, but the crow's taken cookies out of your golf cart. That's stiff.
That isn't stiff. That's Brisbane area for you. That happens all the time.
Yeah, I tell you. Yeah, but that was good. And then after that, there was the hole that had a bit of construction on it, but was the big, looked like a big sort of roller coaster.
Yeah, par four, elevated tee box with a bit of a dip, fairway dipped all the way down, and then sort of an elevated green up the other end, which you could see the whole hole from the tee box, which looked fantastic.
That was great. Worked our way through. I think we're both hitting it reasonable sort of thing. I would have been a shot or two up at the turn. and then fatigue would have set in like normal and you would have probably come back a little bit. I don't think much happened for sort of 10, 11. But then we met up with the old people. We ran into a group in front of us.
Yes. We sort of kept playing up to them a little bit. And then on the 17th?
16th.
We they said, look, do you want to join us? So we said, okay. They're a lovely couple.
Yeah, they were great.
Probably what? How old?
80?
80, yeah. But I think he said he was 82.
82,
he
was still working though. He was a doctor.
Working doctor, right.
And his wife was something educated as well. But couldn't have been nicer. Lovely, friendly couple. I remember, I think we both played, we joined them on 16, which was a par four, and we both played pretty well.
Yeah, you had to, the par four was a tee box, there was water cutting into the fairway.
Yeah, left-hand side all the way up.
Yeah, and you had to, if you took on the water and got it over, you were taking the shortcut towards the hole if you wanted to.
They played typical elder people golf.
Yep.
Didn't hit it very long, but very straight and very safe.
Yep. One of my better drives for the day there. I actually cleared the water and set myself up.
Yeah, I think we played that right. And then we got to the
17th. Was a bit tricky. It was a short par three, but then when we went to drive up, the old fella, because he'd played there before.
He's a member, that remembers.
Yeah. He said to us, he said, look, don't go to the tee box we're supposed to. I'll show you a little secret tee box. So we sort of parked the carts and we walked through a little bit of a dirt track.
It was just thick bushland. You couldn't see it sort of thing. It was like a little hidden tee box.
Yeah. And so we poked out the other side and it was like a tee box with a full water carry onto the par three, which was 147 metres.
Just under 150, yeah.
From memory. Much better idea. He said, look, we're not supposed to. I think that was the blacks. I think we were supposed to only be hitting from about 100.
Yep. But made it a more exciting hole, so that's where we played it. The problem was we were standing there, and because it's full water carry and we didn't know what to do, I just said to the old fella, the 82-year-old, I said, oh, what are you hitting here to clear the water? And he goes, oh, 7-iron? And then I thought, and Luke looked at me, and Luke knew I had more than that in my hand. He said, Luke goes, what are you hitting, Rolls?
And what did Rolls say?
I was hitting a 5-iron. So a guy 47 years older than me was 2 clubs.
And I think
less.
He even said before, and he goes, oh, look, when you get to my age, you can't hit him really fast. Yeah. So he goes, I'm hitting a 7.
Even he couldn't believe I had a 5-iron in my hand. Would you at 8?
Yeah, I had 8.
Yeah, you were at 8. Yeah. We all cleared it.
Yeah, we all cleared it.
It doesn't matter what club you hit.
No.
But it wasn't great that an 80-year-old is 2 clubs better off than me.
Rolls, when I asked him, just lifted his club and just showed me the 5 on the bottom.
Yeah, no, that was ordinary. We played that. Started to get a bit dark. We were
taking on the daylight. And then coming down, that end was a really nice hole.
That was a ripping hole, yeah. Around the water again. Yep.
Back toward, obviously, the clubhouse. And, it was starting to get a bit cold too. I remember the wind kicking up and getting a bit chilly with losing a bit of sun.
It was probably the coldest I've ever been in Brisbane or the Gold Coast, which is still pretty good.
But overall, I really enjoyed the Glades. I think it's like if you're heading to that area and looking for something to play.
Would you call it resort style course?
Absolutely.
If you can get it for, I don't know about for the 130, but if you get it around the $80 mark on the discount, no trouble at all. And it said top 30 without a worry in the world. Really good.
Yep. And I like to call it this is a term I like to use in like a big course. It just felt big.
Was a lot of course.
Yeah, a lot of course. Not necessarily, it doesn't mean, when I say that, I don't mean long. It's just a big, feels like, there's a lot of course. They're spread out, big, you feel like you're miles away from the clubhouse, coming back sort of thing. But no, I reckon that's a genuine course to play if you get up that sort of area.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Beautiful.
All right, so that's Glades done. I think we're going to move on to a new segment now. I think, Dave, you've got something there for us.
Yeah, I got a letter during the week, an old-fashioned letter in the mail from a young lad named Bryce Moyson.
Bryce Moyson?
Yep, that was his name. And he's a 17-year-old. He's off +2, and he's talking about turning professional. And he wanted to know, when the big companies come knocking on his door, what companies should he go with? So I thought, here we do. I'll do a top 5 for him. I'll give him the top 5 companies I would want sponsoring me if I was turning professional. Yeah, that'd be all right? You think we can do that?
Yep.
All right.
More for it.
Number 1, Oakley.
Oh, yeah, and you'd go Oakley.
I'm an Oakley man. Great hats, the sunglasses, playing golf, I love. Shirts, beautiful pants, and the Oakley golf bags look fantastic. And the Oakley shoe. And also golf and casual wear too. So when you're a young bloke, every little young professional making your way in the world of golf, that'd be fantastic. So Oakley, number 1 for me.
So you're doing this in order. This is in order.
In order. Right. Oakley's number 1 for me. Number 2 is the new bloke. Is it Travis Matthews?
Yep.
Yeah, good looking shirts. Is that right?
Yeah, good shirts.
Yeah, good shirts.
I assume.
Yeah, and the hats as well. Travis Matthews is who I'd have second for sponsoring me. Next. If you get an offer from Nike, they're hard to say no to. If they're fair income and come knocking on your door, very solid with all their clothing and all that. I think their club equipment is actually, well, I don't think they make them anymore, but their clubs were a little bit behind. Even when Tiger was using them, their actually technology was a bit behind. But that's, I'd go with Nike third. Again, you get the golf gear and all the other wear. Next would be Adidas, because Adidas own TaylorMade, so you actually get clubs as well.
Yep.
Adidas apparel. Very good again.
Yeah, yeah, very
and
good.
Fifth, Puma. And that's the new trendy one. Who's the young bloke who wears the orange Puma gear in the all the time in the pros?
Fowler.
Fowler, exactly. So if you wanted to, if you were that type of fella and wanted to join that sort of crew, Puma. But Oakley, Travis Matthews, Nike Adidas, Puma. There you go. Bryce, I hope that helps you out.
Very good. I'm just going to quickly run through mine. I know this question, that question was for
Oh, yeah, no, exactly.
But I'm not
going
to go into great...
love to hear what you think of that.
Number one is Under Armour. Their clothes, they just do it better than everybody. That's just a little finishing touches on Under Armour. It, like inside seams of the shorts, the pockets, everything. They just do it. The clothes are better than Nike. But
I would have Under Armour in front of Puma. You got me. Good call there.
Two, I still like the Adidas call. I own a lot of Adidas gear and always have. Three, I'm also on board with the Travis Matthews. Four, I'm going to sneak in something that I don't think you would have taken into consideration. Sligo. They make a lot
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, they make a lot of T-shirts, and they can really...
Sounds like a yogurt company.
Yeah, no, Sligo. And I've got Puma down as number five as well.
No, Oakley can't get in your top five.
No, in my top
Leave
five.
That to
even,
me.
Even though I've got my golf shorts that I wear every time I'm Oakley.
That's good. Yeah, well, Travis Matthews is probably the new kid on the block. He's T-shirts, but, yeah, just not proven in the variety gear, but... Yeah, no, that's good. That should help Bicycle out a little bit.
And the only thing, if Travis and Matthew is listening, answer me emails, will you? I had one of the shirts that I bought fell apart, which I've got heaps of them, and they've always been great. I had one shirt and it fell apart, and I've emailed them just to say, what's going on here? Never heard back.
And Oakley, if you're listening, send me all the sunglasses you want. I won't complain. They're fantastic. So there we go. That's the top five there. And send in any questions, and we can work in the top five. We'll go with that.
Absolutely.
Now, the other day, Luke, I was watching TV and Justin Timberlake was on playing golf.
Yep.
And I know you're a big JT fan, but I like him as well. But it got me thinking, if you could play golf in a foursome, so yourself and any three others, with your dream foursome, there's probably celebrity style, mate style, and actually pro golf style.
Yep.
Who would you play with? I'll give you a minute to think about it. I'll go with my celebrity foursome, obviously myself, because not that I'm a... and JT, because...
Podcast didn't go on that well.
No. So me and three celebrities. JT, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah, I might have him as well.
Yeah, well, I suppose you can play two rounds. Yep. Well, he gave me the idea because he's on there. And he swung it beautiful. And he seems like a ripper.
All right, we can't double up. You can have him.
All right.
I'll take him off the list.
Kevin Costner.
Yep.
Been a massive fan for forever and a day. And he looks like he can swing it in tin cup.
Yeah, he does. And that was a while ago too. So
exactly. Yep. And he doesn't do TV shows and all that very often. But when he's on there, he's got some of the best stories going around. And the other one, not that I like him as a bloke by any means, but I think he'd be very interesting. I more admire him than like him. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, okay.
Because they reckon he's a bit surly and angry.
Second best basketball player.
Yeah, that's right. Magic Johnson's the best, clearly. So JT, Costner and Jordan, I reckon you'd cover a fair bit of variety in what the stories and information and amount of fun you could get out of those blokes. That's my celebrity group. How about you?
Yep, well, this would end up being a pretty good round of golf because I was also had JT at top of my list, but I'll take him off just for argument's sake. Right. I'm going to put Matthew McConaughey down as my first pick because... I listened to a podcast and he spoke about golf and the way he talked about it and thought about it and went about it was just seemed really, really smart and intelligent. And
genuine.
Genuine, yeah.
Yeah,
like
really
a really
like
good
that
dude.
Too, yeah.
The other one is Phil Ivey. Professional poker player. Yeah. One of the, they call him the Tiger Woods of poker.
Partly because they look nearly
look
the same.
Yeah, not his game. But in saying that, we nearly did get a game with...
we weren't far off.
Yeah, the Rolls' cousin who owns or runs the casinos in Macau. Knows him well. And has a house in Phoenix. And who was there was another celebrity. Was it Clooney?
Clooney
was next
Clooney's.
Door. And we
George,
were
George nearly made my foursome.
Yeah. And I'm going to throw in... Will Smith, because...
You would be hopeless.
I would be able to concentrate. Yeah, you're right. And
you'd
only because... A, I'm a big Will Smith fan, but B, yes. I just found out apparently, which I'm not sure I believe, he plays off 15. I just looked up the top 100 celebrity golf and it said 15. So that would be good. And look, a close shout out to apparently Jessica Alba plays off 22. That wouldn't be the worst.
Again, I'm not sure your concentration level. I don't know who you'd be more excited, Will Smith or Jessica Alba.
True.
That's very good.
Phil, yeah. Matthew, Will.
All right. No worries. Now, I also did a professional golfers one. So if you've got to play around with three other professional golfers.
You do yours and I'll write down mine, I think I know mine.
Firstly, Freddie Couples, favourite golfer of all time.
Love you, Freddie.
Just looking at that swing all day. Looking at and classic gentleman bloke, but looking at that swing all day, I'd love that. Secondly, Paige Spiraniak. Have I said that right?
I don't know, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. just
good
again.
Call. I didn't even consider the female.
Well, one, I'd love to compare the female to the male, as in how far they're hitting it, how 7-iron to 9-iron, how the club difference. Like, but just spending time with her would be fairly pleasant, I would imagine. And the other one I'd like to play with, Bubba Watson.
Yeah, that would be good.
Apparently never hits one straight. He's either hitting massive fades, massive draws.
Bombs off
the tee. Just to see how sideways he's getting them, how he's hitting around, how he gets it up high, and then, or he can have it run for 200 metres low and then lift it. Apparently the work he can get on the ball is just something amazing. So, yeah, so Bubba, Paige and Freddie, I reckon that'd be a very fun foursome.
Yes, it would be. Not as fun as this. That might be a better... not as fun as... there's a video that was scouring the internet not that long ago of these boys after a tournament. I'm going Ricky Fowler.
Oh, Ricky'd be great, yep.
Yep. Another JT.
Who's that?
Justin Thomas.
Oh, yep. And is that the Swedish dude?
No, definitely not Swedish. American.
Sorry to interrupt you there. Anyone listening, never really bother to fact check us on anything here, really.
Absolutely.
They're just guidelines and roundabouts. Don't worry about calling in and saying you got that wrong and all that sort
especially
of stuff.
Especially when Dave calls this place the Chili Peppers headquarters and stuff like that.
So you've got JT...
JT and Fowler, Fowler. Yep. Mainly because, and we're going shirts off. We're going shirts off barefoot and beers from the start.
You're happy to go shirts off with those
absolutely,
guys?
Absolutely, yep. And the last one who wasn't part of this video, but I just reckon he just looks like good fun down earth, is Rory McIlroy, one of the best golfers in the world, and just seems like he'd be...
Rory's still going out with Wozniacki, the tennis player?
No, that's old news, I think.
If she was coming around watching...
I haven't seen him on any of her Instagram feeds, put it that way. No, I think...
On who didn't the Australian Adam Scott go out with the other tennis player?
Not
Kournikova.
No, Ivanovic.
Can we play doubles with those?
Yep, so I'm going Fowler, McIlroy, Thomas.
All right. Now, I also did a mate's one. Did you do a mate?
I didn't want
to offend anyone. I'm happy to offend.
No, well, you go. I'll try.
All right. Now,
take your time.
These guys are probably listening, and there's also plenty that won't be listening that won't be included. So bad luck, just be more fun and you'll get included. Firstly, Scotty McCormack. Hop McCormack, who was probably the guy I started playing golf with when I was youngest. You've never seen a bloke get the ball in the ground on the tee to hit the ball down the fairway quicker. All of a sudden, he's just up ready to go. He's great fun to play with. The other one is Roberto Gino Pinozzo, who he learnt to play his golf in his back shed, and the shed
roof swing
was 6 foot high, so he's got that flat low swing, but he can make it talk. And the other one is Fixer. Roe Graham, he's the John Daly style. Just hit it as far as you can and see what happens, and just enjoys it too. Couldn't be happier hitting it 400 yards sideways. Doesn't worry him. So, yeah, Hop, Wop and Fix. that would be a great foursome.
Hop, Wop and Fix. That'd be a good team name. All right. Well, I'm going to go with Eon Scott, who we happen to be playing with tomorrow morning. Pat Dowling, mainly because he's
likely to walk off after six.
Exactly, and quits the game every three or four rounds.
Pat's a ripper, though. Sorry, Pat's a great brother. That's
and
good.
Ian Popel, just because I can't get him out of the house away from home to come and play golf, so I'm putting him down.
Just to get him out of there. That's right.
I was going to put my brother down, but I play with him all the time, so it's easy to disinclude
him. Yeah, it is a dream to play with Pope, because that's the only place it ever occurs. You just can't get him in real life.
Yep, so I'm going with... EPD and Popstar.
Yep. Yeah, no, fair enough, too. Yeah, that'd be good fun. Notice we didn't include each other in either group
there. There's no way in the world.
No.
Not even on consider. I didn't write your name down.
Yeah, I could be hosting a tournament of 128.
Not even on the list for consideration.
No. Very good. Very good. Thanks for that.
All right, very good. Well, that probably gets us close to the end of this podcast. I think that's the Glades nearly done. Any last final...
Yeah, see, I've got something for us. Now, remember when we...
Voice goes up. It's always a worry.
No, remember?
Yes.
Remember when we started, we said we're off about 36 podcasting?
Oh, yes, our podcast handicap.
Has it come in a bit? How are we going?
Yeah, look, at that. I think it's got to come. You've got to bring in a little bit. We're not saying not on just as we're a little bit more comfortable, and it's been like we've said this a little bit off mic where we don't know if this is any good or not, but no. But it's been a lot easier than we thought it would be. Right.
So we're into 28.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
All right, so we've got a podcast and we're playing. No, we should be. I reckon we've got to. If our handicap's 28, we've got to be playing unders too. We've still got to be getting 38 and 39 Stableford points.
Yeah,
and keep bringing. No, if we're going backwards, we're kidding ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so look, and what are we sort of? Well, not that many pods in. We
haven't had up to 9 or 10.
Nope. Try about 8. Yeah, so we'll have a bit more practice, and we'll bring that handicap.
And again, any feedback? Any constructive feedback? Yeah. No violent attacks on us.
Keyboard warriors.
But that's good. I just wanted to see how we're tracking.
All right. Well, that's very good. Well, as always, jump on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and some positive comments, and hit us up on the email on thechilidippers@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram @thechilidippers. Other than that, I think another pod's in the books.
So,
be out.
Bye.
Strong, but I'm feeling no pain. Got an old brown bag, big sticky on the back, where the grass don't grow. Gonna take a few hacks. There's a place for you if you're just like me. I'm Jeff Rich, yelling at the TV. You have another cool one, but it won't hurt. Got myself a big stick swinging in the dirt. With a little bit of pay, but I feel no pressure. Couple lessons a day. We're working on the swing.